Listeners to the show know that I am a bit of a reality TV junkie. I don't watch all of them, but certainly I do like to watch some of them. And I love to watch the way people interact with each other and wonder why people even want to get involved in these shows in the first place. Well, as you can imagine, a number of people go into finding the cast members for the show, including Dr. Steven Stein. He is an emotional intelligence expert. He's a clinical psychologist based in Toronto. He has consulted or provided psychological testing for the Canadian Forces, special units of the Pentagon and the FBI Academy. More recently, for dozens of reality TV shows, including Big Brother Canada, The OG Survivor, The Apprentice, and The Bachelor Canada. Dr. Steven Stein is the founder and executive chairman of Multi Health Systems, and he joins us now. Hi, Dr. Stein. Thanks for doing this.
Hi, Barb. Great to be with you.
So it's interesting. You're a clinical psychologist, and I'm not sure when you studied or when you got your degrees, but I can't imagine reality TV was as big back then as it is now. So did you ever imagine being involved in something like this?
Absolutely not. It was the farthest thing from what I could have imagined.
Well, how did you end up getting involved in reality TV shows of all things?
Well, it was kind of crazy. About 25 or so years ago, we were developing the first testing of emotional intelligence, and a colleague of mine calls me from L.A., and he tells me that he met this guy named Mark at a party, and he was doing some kind of production, and he was going to put these people on an island, and they were going to vote one out every week, and he wanted to know if our testing would help. And I said, who's going to watch a show like that?
Right? Was that the Survivor show?
It was. It was Mark Burnett and Survivor. So, and that was probably the first real reality show to come out. So we started working with that 25 or so years ago, continued to work with the people there supplying the instruments. And then the show started coming up into Canada. So I think Debbie Travis was one of the first shows from the ground up. Big Brother Canada, The Amazing Race, Master, you know, went on, and I got called for all these different shows. So I started getting more directly involved with them.
How does the emotional intelligence testing work? What does it do?
Well, it's a brief series of brief testing that we do that helps us understand more about the character, how they're going to react in certain situations, how they react to stress, how they interact with other people. There's two sides to the work that I do. I mean, one is the mental health side to make sure that it's safe for whoever's going to be on the show. And the second is to understand more about their personality, their characteristics.
So is it, it's true then that you get called in sometimes to consult during a show? Like if somebody's in a crisis moment and they're thinking of leaving the show, you'll get brought in to counsel the person?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been doing that on a number of occasions. Yeah, we help them work through whatever crisis or whatever it's going on during production.
One of the things that has happened over the years with people being on reality shows, probably not anticipating the kind of backlash they get, especially with the level of social media that we have now. Is this something that has been incorporated into your dealings with potential cast members? The fact that it might be a lot more than they bargained for.
Absolutely. You know, I talk about social media with everybody that we're casting for one of these shows. It's a critical part. I mean, people are vicious out there. It's just, even if you're a good character or you believe you're a good character, you get all this negative social media from people.
Is there anything that stands out to you when you're talking to someone that you know immediately this person is going to be a very popular contestant on this show?
Well, some people do. They have that sort of aura of, you know, they're very attractive, they're very sociable, they test high on some of the factors that we look at for high functioning, and you get a feel that they're going to be a pretty magnetic personality. They're going to really stand out. Yeah, we've predicted a number of those coming through the system.
And is that what makes someone a good reality show star? Is it just their great personality?
It's a big part of it. There's a variety of factors. You know, you get, and more in the U.S. shows that we see, they like villains. So you have people like Evil Dick on Big Brother U.S., and the villains are popular in the States, and the positive people are popular here. John Party, the Newfie Goofy from Big Brother, or Sarah Hanlon, the Marijuana Queen. I mean, you know, we have a very different kind of star than they have in the U.S., and in Britain it's different, and Australia as well.
Is this something that you ever wonder to yourself, why in the world would people want to put themselves in this position?
I think I wonder that every day. And, you know, it's one of the questions I've asked about 1,000 times to people. I ask that to almost everyone who comes, who I screen. And it's amazing some of the answers you get.
Do you stay in touch with these people? Because I imagine through counseling, they would end up probably developing some sort of relationship with you.
Not long term. For a production, what we do is I think they have up to 3 or 4 sessions with me if they need it after production, and then I will generally refer them to another psychologist if they really require continuing help.
So I think recently you were involved in this process of deciding on some cast members for an upcoming show. What does that look like? How long does it take, and does everybody get brought together to one spot for a long time?
Well, you know, each show differs in how they do it. So on some shows, yeah, they'll fly them all into Toronto or some city in a hotel or whatever. And we have it's a huge process where they get screened by medical, by myself, by producers, by maybe PR people. So it can be a pretty hefty process.
Have you had to turn people away or say to the producers, this person can't risk it, or this person is going to be too disruptive?
Absolutely. And, you know, it may be disruptive. It may be that they have a mental health problem that wouldn't make it safe for them. There's a variety of reasons, but absolutely, I would turn people down for the right reasons.
Well, let me ask you. So, I mean, we always assume when we're watching reality TV shows that the people involved in deciding who is going to be on the show are probably looking to have at least one person that's a little out there, at least one person who's a little bit disruptive. Do those types of cast member get chosen purposely?
Well, we don't want to be too disruptive because it is a production set and it's very expensive if people are disruptive.
Right.
But, think of it, I like to describe it as a Broadway show. If you're putting together a Broadway show, you want a cast of characters and you want different representations of characters. And I think that's what producers often look for in casting directors when we put together these shows. And I think in Canada, they do a great job because in many of the shows, if you watch them, you see a real mosaic of Canada. And I think we do that better than most other countries do.
This makes up just one part of your work. How much do you enjoy this part of it?
I love it. I mean, believe me, I don't do it just for the money. I really, you know, working in entertainment is just great. I have a ball on entertainment. It's unlike anything. You know, you're in entertainment. It's unlike any other kind of work. I say you kind of get paid for having fun.
Do they treat you well, feed you well, put you in nice places?
Oh, man, my wife hates it because I put on weight when I'm on a set. Their food is fantastic.
Dr. Steven Stein, very interesting. Thank you for this.
Thanks a lot, Barb.